Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Emma. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in Chicago, went to college at Harvard, where I studied history and literature. And then after graduation, I worked for a beer company called Anheuser-Busch for like 2.5 years. I did communications, marketing, copywriting. But on the side, I was just always writing, just like constantly, you know, hiding in conference rooms, working on a novel. And when the pandemic hit, my mom was like, you've got to make a go of this and see if you can do it. So long story short, found an agent, broke up with the agent, found a new agent, and now here I am.
Gosh. So how many books have you written, like, there are in the shelf that you're like, these are not going to see today, the night and day?
That's a really good question. So I think since I quit my job at the beginning of 2021, I've probably written like 10 books.
Gosh.
And I think, so three of them I self-published. That was a Sunken City series. I did that on my own. And that was how I kind of like built up my credibility before, signing with my current agent and like going wide with Guys Girl. And then the other ones, yeah, I don't really know if they'll ever see the light of day. We'll see. So what plans we have in store.
So talk to us about self-publishing the books. Like, what made you decide to go that route? And like, you know, it's a pretty common route right now. So it's not like, you know, it's not as unique as it was like back in the day.
Totally. You know? Yeah. No, lots of people do it now. Totally. Yeah. Well, okay. So to be honest, the full story is, with my first agent, I had this book. It was the first book I'd ever written. And we sent it to publishing houses, like probably 15 publishing houses, and all of them turned it down. No one wanted it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, I have this new book. It's called The Sunken City. It's a completely different genre than the first book we pitched. And I gave it to my agent and she just kind of like sat on it for like 2 months. Mm-hmm. And I reached a point where I was like, okay, either she doesn't really care about me or she read it and she didn't like it. And she's like too scared to tell me. And it ended up being the latter. Like, I was like, hey, just really want to know what's going on here. Would love some honesty. And she said, you know, actually, this is not for me. And I said, that's fine. We'll go our separate ways. But I like really believed in the book. I was like, this is a fantasy, enemies to lovers, that I think people will really like. Pirates, underwater kingdom, you know, lots of really not very serious, but very fun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to really try and start trying to build my credibility, both in terms of publishing and on social media. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to put it out there. And the response was really amazing. And it was a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Self-publishing is a completely different beast than regular publishing. And there are pros and cons to each, but yeah.
That's amazing. And so what led you to start writing Guys Girls? Because that's a different, it's a whole different ballgame. You know?
It is. So the way I think about the different genres I write is things like The Sunken City and Mare of Night, which is the YA series that I just signed with Wednesday Books for, that will be coming out in 2025. That was what I loved reading growing up. Like, I was all fantasy, sci-fi, other worlds, magic, things like that. And then Guys Girl is a much more deeply personal type of writing for me, because I started writing it right after I'd gone through a really horrible breakup, and I was just like really down, you know, couldn't get out of bed for a couple of days. And then I had been bulimic and then in recovery for about a year. And then I fully relapsed and was purging again and binging and purging. And my way out of it, and thankfully I still had my support system in place. So my therapist and my nutritionist, And I was honest with them about what was happening. But the way that I really found my way out of it was through writing and mm-hmm. through just getting, like, purging all of my feelings onto the page, basically. And it was very cathartic. And that's what ended up becoming Guys Girl.
I have to tell you, I too was bulimic for a long time. And I went through
nasty disease.
It's a very violent, you know, way of coping with life. It's like control. Yes. It's very, yes. And so I've been in recovery for about 15 years and I went through
intense. Congratulations.
Recovery. Thank you. It's something that I don't think about it unless someone talked about it. Like, you know, having that, I was like, yeah. And I have to tell you, recovery is like a whole different ballgame because you can yes. learn how to live your life without it.
100%.
And not have the noise and not have the stuff. But I have a journaling practice because of it. And I'm like, yeah. so like I journal like 200, 300 pages a month.
Exactly. Like, it's like, so it's such a good outlet.
It is. It's like, you kind of like come to terms and like figure out like how to cope with life and all those different things. Like my therapist now joke that I'm like my own therapist. Like yeah. I know how to figure out like the root cause. Like I feel shame. Like today I felt shame, and I was like, "Oh, like what happened? Like let's explore."
But that's what therapy is. You're supposed to like build your own skill set, and the fact that you can do that yeah. for yourself is amazing.
Yeah. So I love the fact that you're like you found writing to be cathartic and mm-hmm. that it can also even heal other people, because that's how we heal. We don't mm-hmm. heal by just like living in isolation and being like, it's shameful. And this is us. It's a reality. It's like, we kind of have to talk about it. Like that's why sometimes group yes. works. That's why it allows you to like hear other people's experience, strength and hope about it and be like, hey, I overcome.
Yes. Once I had this book put together, and honestly, I wrote this book in like a month and a half, like it just poured out of me. And as soon as it was done, I was like, I need to put this out there and I need to be public and speaking about my disorder on social media and like, you know, really just like putting it out there, because I had never seen anything like that before, especially with bulimia. Like,
yeah,
it's such a shameful thing, or at least the stigma around it is so shameful that like people don't really talk about it. And so I was like, I want to be that for people who are going through what I went through.
But those who are listening and maybe struggling, know that there's hope, know that there's yes. recovery, know that there is actually like, I think I benefit so much more hearing from people who are like, no, like I overcome it. And like, here's how I did it. You know?
It is so, it's the hardest thing I've ever done, but it's also the best thing I've ever done. Yeah. Like my life is just so much better for it now.
I would tell you, wait till like 10 years from now and you're going to be like, even better. Like, it's so much better. It's like, when you're going to be working in therapy, is like life worth living, like goals. Like yeah. I was talking to my therapist and I'm like, I'm starting a new therapy appointment, like new therapy style. And she's like, what are you going to work on? I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to work on like, you know, travel and like,
sure.
have, like this like fun life that is in alignment sure. with my life. And it's like, I would not, because the life was so small when you're in the eating disorder.
Exactly. That's what it does. It keeps your life so small.
So it's like
your body and your life.
Yeah. Not even, because my body was never smaller. Like that was
the thing other people don't understand about eating disorders is like your body can look any way. Like I've posted things about anorexia and bulimia online, and I get these horrible comments from people being like, oh, you don't look anorexic, or you don't look like you ever had. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It
can look any way.
You can look anywhere. But like, honestly, like the one thing I can tell you is your life will be worth living. You'll have a worth life living. You can heal the trauma. There's support, there's therapy, there's group, there's free resources. There's opportunities. There's no one way to fix this problem, but as long as you are willing to take the step towards recovery is going to come to you, you know?
Absolutely.
So, all right, we got to talk about Guys Girl, because it does talk about my two favorite cities. Well, kind of. New York is kind of like New York is my toxic boyfriend, but Budapest, I took a solo trip to Budapest when I was in between fun employment, and I love Budapest, and not it's that amazing. I'll go back. It's such a yeah. pretty city, and it's like an underrated hidden gem. So Absolutely. Talk to us about, you know, the Guys Girls and the two city.
Yes. Totally. So for me, New York was also toxic boyfriends multiple. Yeah. Like, I feel like everyone kind of experiences that when you live in New York. Just a lot of toxic men around.
Yeah.
And it's obviously an amazing place to live when you're young. And I feel like that was part of what I wanted to convey in the book by using New York as a setting, was like how much simultaneously, like how much fun New York can be when you are young and your friends are there and you're going out and you're having a great time, but also just like the pressures. And because there's so many people, it's such a big, full city, it's so easy to retreat into your, for me, it was bulimia, but it could be, you know, any sort of unhealthy coping mechanism. And you can kind of retreat into that and use that as to make yourself feel like, again, some semblance of control in such a packed, you know, giant happening city. And then Budapest, I visited with my mom when I was in college. And this was like right when, so for me, I had, I suffered from anorexia for about 7 years before it turned into bulimia, mm-hmm. which happens to a lot of people. Like you get yeah. one and it turns into the other. And I visited Budapest when I was like pretty much at the, like the bottom of my anorexia, like when things were really bad and I really didn't like know how to eat. I didn't know how to, I was terrified of carbs and starches and didn't really know how to put things in my body. But I took this really wonderful trip with my mom and we just had such a magical time there. And it was like a moment of like peace within such a really difficult time mm-hmm. of my life. And I thought that it would make the perfect setting for Ginny, the main character, when she's really first starting to try and recover. Like to mm-hmm. me, it represented such a nice light for me that I thought it would work well for the character as well.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love Budapest. Like it's such a, it was like this, I took a like random solo trip. I was in between jobs. And before that, I heard about this, like get a cheap deal to Europe. And I got like $100 round trip ticket to Norway. And I was uh-huh. like, I'm not going to Norway because Norway's too expensive. You know, I'm like yeah. on budget. And so I randomly picked Budapest, like not knowing anything about it. And then yeah. finding out, like just being in the city and be like, it was like the first solo trip that I took like out of the country. And it was just like this magical experience of just like
totally
exploring the city. It's beautiful. It's walkable. People are nice. The food is okay. It's like, but it's definitely like this whole experience of like discovering yourself and like in yes. a place that's outside of yourself, you know.
Solo travel when you're young especially is like so important. I mean, I'm sure it is throughout all of life, but yeah. I feel like when you're young it's super important.
Yeah, so I love this. All right, Emma, do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh my gosh, okay. Does it matter if they're books that have already been recommended? Because I know that you've been going for a while. So
it's okay.
okay. So the first book that I actually thought of was, have you read Girl in Pieces by Kathleen Glasgow?
No, I saw that on your list. And I was like, I went yes. back and I was like, I need to read this book. So tell me all
oh
about it.
Oh my gosh. So this book it's about a girl. It's again mental health based, so beautifully written. Like the prose is just stunning. And it's about a character who ends up in treatment for self-harm. Mm-hmm. And then you get like her whole backstory. You see what life is like in treatment. You see what her life is like after treatment when she leaves, you know, too early and tries to go off on her own. And I read this book right around the time that I was like starting to write Guys Girl. Mm-hmm. And it's written in this very interesting way that I had never seen before, where it's like little vignettes instead of chapters, mm-hmm. like just blocks of text. And some of them were really short. Some of them went on for many pages. And I just like, when I finished the book, I was like, well, first I was like, that's one of the best books I've ever read. That was incredible. And it's going to stick with me forever. And second, I was like, I want to do that with my own book. Mm-hmm. So when I started writing Guys Girl, I basically just took that format and popped it onto my book. And that's how I ended up. And it's a little different than Girl in Pieces, because Girl in Pieces follows just one narrator and mine follows two, Ginny and Adrian. Mm-hmm. And like kind of flips back and forth, but similar style, highly recommend. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh, I'm adding this book for sure.
Good.
And what's else we can find you online?
So you can find me mostly on Instagram and TikTok. My handle is Emma No Yes Maybe, which is a joke about my last name because my last name is spelled No Yes. I'm very active on both platforms, love making videos, love making stuff about books and the Vampire Diaries and writing and all of that. And then my website is www.emmanoyes.com.
Thank you, Emma, for being on the show.
Thanks so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.